In the fall, contaminated steroid injections from a Massachusetts lab were blamed for dozens of fungal meningitis cases across the country. 425 Ohioans had received the anti-pain medicine, and for a few weeks, there was a constant, steady, small increase in the number who came down with fungal meningitis here. Since the incubation period was as long as 6 weeks, health officials here feared Ohio's caseload could soar. But ever since December 3rd, Ohio hasn't had any new cases. Instead, we've held steady with 16 cases of meningitis and 3 related cases of infection. That's good news, says the chief of infectious diseases at the Ohio Health Department. Still, says Sietzke DeFighter, doctors are keeping a close watch on all the Ohioans who got the injections just to make sure no more of them get sick.
We do not expect to see many more meningitis cases. However, we still think that we will see more cases as a result of the MRIs that are being recommended by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You might get some additional cases of what? Just basic infection?
Yes, like abscesses around the injection site.
But your bigger fear that there would be a whole lot more fungal meningitis cases, that's been alleviated.
We think that we have peaked there, yes.
Some optimistic news on Ohio's health front. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.